Today is Monday, November 25th. What to know today about one of the richest people in the world, why the top Navy official was just fired, and a warning about a certain food before Thanksgiving. Plus, we're talking travel weather, AI at the doctor's office, and the movies setting box office records. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's official now. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is running for president, and he's already spent more than $30 million in ads. He's the 11th richest person in the world with an estimated fortune of more than $50 billion. And now he has officially added his name to the long list of Democratic hopefuls because he says he wants to beat another billionaire, Donald Trump. He says we can't, quote, afford four more years of President Trump's reckless and unethical actions. Well, Trump hit back with some name-calling, saying, quote, little Michael will fail. Because Bloomberg joined the race late, CNN reports he won't be able to compete in the primaries in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. But he has his hopes set on Super Tuesday, which is March 3rd. That's when the largest number of states hold a primary or caucus. CBS News reports he's not accepting donations and will pay for his campaign completely on his own, which means he won't be eligible for any of the Democratic debates. Stay tuned. There's been some tension lately between the president, the Pentagon, and the Navy over a Navy SEAL accused of war crimes. And now it's led to the firing of the Navy's top official. The defense secretary has now fired the Navy secretary, Richard Spencer. Why? Well, it all starts with the conviction of U.S. Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher. He was found not guilty of murder, but guilty of posing with the corpse of an ISIS prisoner. Then there was disagreement about what to do about that. The Navy demoted him, but President Trump intervened, telling the Navy to restore his rank and pay. In fact, the New York Times reports Trump intervened on three cases involving service members recently. The Army went along with it for the other cases, but for this one, the Navy was still planning a review, and Trump wasn't happy. Then Spencer was fired. The Pentagon says he can't be trusted because Spencer said different things in public and in private. And reports say he even tried to make a secret deal with the White House while publicly criticizing Trump's decision. In his resignation letter, Spencer said he couldn't follow an order he didn't believe in. Ultimately, officials say the Navy SEAL involved in this whole thing will keep his rank as a SEAL. Voters in Hong Kong turned out in record numbers this weekend, the biggest election in the city's history. It was a clear message from and support of protesters who have been demonstrating for months now against the current government and for democracy. Reuters reports by early this morning, two-thirds of the winning candidates in their local races are pro-democracy, compared to only a third 4 years ago. Some of the seats even went to protesters themselves. And voter turnout was almost double what it was in the last election. By the way, U.S. lawmakers in both the House and Senate, and from both political parties, overwhelmingly passed a bill in support of the demonstrators and sent it to President Trump for him to sign into law. But the Washington Post reports Trump is saying he may not go along with it because it could get in the way of a trade deal with China. Remember, Hong Kong is part of China, but is supposed to have some independence. Still, mainland China is definitely not a fan of the protests in Hong Kong or anyone who supports them. And so Trump has until early December to decide what to do. A record number of people will be traveling this week for Thanksgiving, and at least some of them will be dealing with some bad weather. That's because three storms are expected this week across the country, impacting millions of travelers. The National Weather Service says freezing rain, sleet, snow, and wind are already impacting various parts of the east, and some parts of the west could see mountain snow and rain in the lower elevations. In the Midwest, forecasters are talking about blowing snow, meaning potentially bad visibility for drivers. In fact, the bad weather may even ground the balloons at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. CNN reports it might be too windy for them to fly. They'll make the final call on Thursday. And of course, stay tuned to the potentially changing forecast wherever you may be headed. A quick break now for today's sponsor, Genopallet. Ever wonder how your genetics impacts what you should eat? Well, Genopallet is interesting because it helps tell you. Using a DNA analysis, they determine things like which types of fats are healthiest for you and if your body needs a higher intake of specific nutrients. Like for me, I need high levels of B6 and folate. So it includes a personalized food map as well, showing which fruits, herbs, meats, and more are best for you. And it includes a list of 85 foods. It's all based on research showing positive health outcomes associated with your genotype. To learn more about this and get your report, go to genopallet.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your report. And if you've already done any other DNA analysis, like with Ancestry, you can upload that same data they provide to get your report faster. Just use the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your report. That's genopallet.com, spelled G-E-N-O-P-A-L-A-T-E, genopallet.com with the code NEWSWORTHY. Now, back to the news. Artificial intelligence is starting to become more common in the world of healthcare. The AP reports AI-powered software can already detect an eye disease tied to diabetes and read MRI scans and other tests, doing more of the behind-the-scenes work. But now some doctors' offices are even using AI-powered software directly with patients for things like asking patients the initial questions about their symptoms at the start of their appointments instead of sending nurses to do it. Researchers say it's not meant to replace doctors, nurses, or therapists. The AI software can't feel compassion or use common sense like humans. Instead, they say it's meant to help identify who may need more help. Speaking of your health, there's a new warning about certain romaine lettuce. U.S. health officials are telling people to avoid lettuce grown in Salinas, California, because of a food poisoning outbreak. In fact, the AP reports the warning comes almost exactly 1 year after another similar outbreak. This time, the CDC says the warning applies to all types of romaine from the Salinas region, whether it's whole heads or pre-cut salad mixes. If you're not sure where it was grown, it's best to avoid it altogether. As expected, it was a huge weekend for the movie Frozen 2. USA Today says the movie brought in $127 million in North America over the weekend and broke several records, including being the highest-grossing weekend ever for any animated film around the world. And with Thanksgiving coming up, when lots of people go to the movies, Frozen 2 is expected to do well again over the long weekend. In second place was Ford versus Ferrari, and in third place, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the movie starring Tom Hanks and about the late Mr. Rogers. It was a big night for music. The AMAs, or American Music Awards, were last night. One of the most talked about performances was Taylor Swift when she was honored for the Artist of the Decade Award. Her performance included a mashup of her old and new songs, but there was some controversy leading up to the performance. Because of her very public complaints lately that her old record label would not allow her to perform her old songs, well, eventually, People reports they came to an agreement and Swift got the go-ahead. She also won for Artist of the Year and others, which brings her total awards over the years to the most AMA wins of any artist ever, surpassing Michael Jackson's previous record. There were other performances from the host Sierra to the Jonas Brothers to a steamy duet with Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes. Billie Eilish made her award show debut performance, and she won Best New Artist of the Year. Halsey, in her acceptance speech for favorite pop rock song, questioned the worth of awards and got some attention for that. You'll find links to the full list of winners and some clips in today's show notes. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. Today, we're talking about the real story behind Black Friday. It's probably not what you think. You may have heard the story that the day after Thanksgiving got its nickname because it's when retailers finally turned a profit, meaning they're in the black. But really, History.com says that's not true. The name actually started in the 1950s by Philadelphia police. They used it to describe the chaos and traffic when suburban shoppers flooded into the city the day after Thanksgiving, and all the officers had to work overtime. Then in the 80s, the nickname became more common nationwide, and retailers wanted to put a more positive spin on it as they promoted the deals and discounts. So the finally turned a profit story stuck. Of course, Black Friday is this Friday. All right, thank you so much for listening. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about today in your podcast app or on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.